Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Live Without Limits. I'm your host, Davina Shinsky, and today's show is Best Ways to Get More Organic Traffic with Pinterest. Well, let's first talk about what is organic traffic. Well, organic traffic is on Pinterest posting pictures that they may send out to other people who have similar boards as you do, or it can be articles. You have a link in that goes to something that you're selling. And it's different than pay-per-click advertising, because every time someone clicks on something, you're paying out money. But for organic traffic, these are people that are coming to your website or coming to look at your products, and you've not paid out anything, but you've spent a lot of time of your time that has value in dollars and cents to promote whatever it is that you're doing. When you hear organic traffic, what comes to mind? One thing we know is it shouldn't be on your mind is the normal road traffic. But if you're thinking about social media platforms and getting people to visit your site and view your posts, you're on the right track. Organic traffic simply means that visitors that land on your webpage from unpaid search results, they arrive after finding you on, say, Google or Bing, and not from a link click on another website. Pinterest is a rich source of organic traffic, and this article brings you the best ways that you can use it to get more visitors. You know, how many of you go on Pinterest and follow certain celebrities who post pictures? And how many times have some of them put something that was a link to either their Twitter account or their website, where you saw a video or where they were promoting something that they were doing? So what they were doing was getting traffic. How Pinterest helps increase organic traffic? Well, Pinterest is huge on the social media scene. As of 2021, there are 459 million monthly users. And that is something that you need to consider, because that is what you need to realize is how you get traffic and how you can utilize all of these tools to build your business. This is what's known as internet marketing or digital marketing, in that there's so many different ways to promote a product or a business today. The platform jokes that it would surpass the United States as the most populous county in the world if it were a country. So it is clear that Pinterest has a significant audience to send to your site. Remember that, and remember how you can utilize this tool as a marketing of any business that you're in. The question, therefore, is what are the best ways to generate more organic traffic to Pinterest? Well, we list our top suggestions. The first thing, know your best image type for your industry. Pinterest has this thing called pins, which are images upon images. You have to take advantage of this by making pin-worthy images for every page on your website. You can start by looking at pictures shared by similar websites on Pinterest. It will provide insight into the type of images people are likely to visit your website pin. It also shows what they are likely to engage with and ultimately click on the visit your website. No good pin worthy picture should be a high quality photo that evokes an emotion in the viewer. It helps if the image solves a problem like showing direction on how to do something. Capitalize on infographics to provide information and have a header. It also doesn't hurt to include pictures of something using a product or service that you offer. Okay, so let's talk about what is a header before we go back into all of these other things. Well, for one thing, a header on your website can be something like this. And what I'm going to do is read something to you just so you get an idea of what I'm talking about. So, for one thing, on my website that says Home-Based Business Blueprint Network, for one thing, I've got it as an Entrepreneurs Academy. Why is it an Entrepreneurs Academy? Well, it's a membership site for people who are interested in starting a home-based business, and it's got courses on it on how to start and build a business. Plus, there are some courses on there that can help you with your skills on team building, on leadership skills, things that would help you with growing that business in the way that you want to establish and get known. So, and what I'm also going to do is give you something else to think about. Well, for one thing, if you want to start a profitable, solid, and lasting online business today, think about it. What would you do to get that going, and how would you take it and put it into your business? So these are just some things for you to consider and think about when you are planning for your business. What if you want to start a coaching business? Well, here's a good header. It's time. Start your coaching business today. Register for your free online course. And basically what that free online course is going to teach you how to start a business. And if you're in the coaching industry, how to start a coaching business. So think about how you want to be known and recognized and the kinds of things that you can grow your business to being. And what is a coaching business? Well, for one thing, it's someone who starts out with a degree in a specific field, and they expand into a coaching, because if you're looking at counseling, you're helping someone solve a problem. When you're coaching them, they're actually coming up with the solutions themselves. So it's how you approach it and how you are going to grow that business. So always recognize where you are and where you want to be. So use relevant keywords in your board names. If you're ever engaged in online dating, then you know that you can narrow your search by using specific keywords. Similarly, you can increase the chances of your pins appearing in Picked for You and your interest feeds by using keywords. For instance, if you own a digital marketing website, you can name your board reasons why your search engine optimization is not working to increase traffic. If you deviate from the services that you render, you will have little chance of generating organic traffic. So remember, and what are keywords? Well, those are the buzzwords that people key in whenever they're on Bing, Yahoo, or even Google to search for websites if they're looking for information. Use relevant keywords in your pin descriptions. Another place where keywords are vital is in the pin description. So when you are looking at a description, what are you thinking about? Well, for one thing, here's something to be thinking about, that you want people to know what it is that you do and how to take it all and put it all together. So what kind of description, if you're going to tell someone, what do you do? How would you describe it? And think about that. One of the things that I've been able to do is learn how to say and tell people who hires me. And if I use that description in these key places, then that's going to give them an idea of whether or not they need to visit my website. So, again, you have to use industry-specific words if you want the pin to generate organic traffic on your website. Note that Pinterest is more than a visual engine, and millions of people search for things from gifts to buy for the best holiday destinations. So it's wise to think of Pinterest as a visual Google. And like the search engine, keywords place you at the forefront of searches. Thus, place 2 to 3 keywords in pins that redirect viewers to your website. Have the same words in 5 to 10 other pins, because you can't tell which one might get the highest engagement. What is engagement? Well, engagement is a way for you to build a relationship with potential customers. And you do this through email marketing. You do this through articles. You do this in a way that is going to get people interested in what you have to offer. So it's wise to think of Pinterest as a visual Google and take the search engine keywords place you in the forefront of searches. Thus, two of the same words in 5 to 10 other pins because you can't tell which one might get the highest engagement. Increase engagement. People engagement is always key when trying to increase organic traffic. For this reason, you have to keep people engaged by consistently posting images. If you want to rank number one for your industry-specific keywords on Pinterest, the number of repins you get will play a key role. If it's simple logic, a pin that gets over 100 repins in one day would outrank the one that got just 10. Also, as though repinning your images are active users, they will keep and help you rank higher. The higher you rank, the more chances you have of people visiting your websites. What did we just talk about? We talked about how to increase engagement. Well, think about it. And let's look at social media this way. What if you're in a room and you want to get to know a specific person that has influence? What do you do? Well, you go over and you look for a way to start talking to them, to engage them in a conversation, to have a way of interacting with them so that as you get to know them, they get to know you. And as they get to know you, then along the way, they're going to maybe help you with building that business by either connecting you with someone else who can utilize your services, or they can help you by getting you connected with other people who can actually use your services. So now let's look for ways to apply for rich pins. First of all, what are rich pins? Rich pins contain extra information that helps pins stand out in the Pinterest feed. There are rich pins for different niches like products, travel, recipes, places, gifts, movies, and apps. And think about it. Today, what's happening is you got Generation X, excuse me, I said this wrong. You got the millennials, and then you got Generation Z. The millennials is that group that grew up in the 80s when the technology of computers and home computers and laptops started to become a means of doing business. Then Generation Z, well, that's the digital age. That's the group that came around as you started seeing things like digital music, digital whatever. But what's happening is that because things became digital, then that's what allows you to put pictures online. And remember, most of these groups also come out of the MTV era where it was those short videos that engaged them. What are you doing is you're working with this same group of people and you're trying to engage them and get to know them and get to build a business with them. And pictures is a visual thing that gravitate people towards getting to know you. Because think about it. When you're very young, what happens when your parents are reading you a children's book? You're looking at the pictures. So pictures are things that stand out. So how do you utilize that and put that together and make it work for you within Pinterest? So there are also rich pins for articles, and they rank high alongside with that of products. When seen on mobile devices, rich pins show up favicon next to an article, while on desktops, they appear in a bolded title. Rich pins help your images stand out from the regular Pinterest feed, increasing their chances of getting clicked. Furthermore, when a person clicks on rich pin articles and scrolls down, they'll see the meta description of the original blog post. Now, to apply for rich pins, you have to carry out some back-end work. You'll also go through a validation process. Visit Pinterest to find out how to get rich pins. Now, as I started to say a moment ago, the platform where I keep my website, I also post my e-learning courses there. What they did was they just went and they put up and they modernized the e-learning platform so that you can use pictures with it and overlay them with certain shapes and give a description. And it's something that's going to stand out. And then as someone watches or decides to look at a lesson and a video that goes with the lesson, it's all tied in. So what it's doing is it's taking all of the digital things that can truly help it build and expand to grow. So add pins consistently. Repetition is the law of deep and lasting impression. So if you want to get lots of clicks and improve organic traffic, you have to consistently keep adding pins. The beautiful thing about Pinterest is that pins have a longer half-life than Facebook posts. According to AOC, it is advisable to pin at least 10 times per day if you're producing evergreen content. However, depending on how competitive your industry is, you can pin more times than that number. Pinterest gives preference to the pins of people who pin consistently. Be patient. You might wonder what this is doing on the list, but the truth is that to carry out everything we've discussed so far, you need to have a great deal of patience. Generating more organic traffic won't happen overnight. It's a slow and steady process, and you need to keep it until you start seeing the result that you desire. All you need is to keep in mind that Pinterest will pay off eventually if you don't back out too early. Pinterest is a good source of organic traffic for your website. Once you get the hang of it, you should utilize it to its fullest potential to get the desired result. The key is to stay consistent and know what works for your industry and consistently engage with pinners. So we have been talking about some of the things that you need to do on Pinterest. So what I want to maybe do is give you a little review of Pinterest so you can just see how important it is for you to really be able to utilize it effectively. So let's look at this. Let's look at some things that people have said who have actually used it. So when you look at it, it says here, I used to love Pinterest. But the new, you've hit a pin block after only pinning 5 or 16 pins is utterly ridiculous due to the fact that you cannot override an accidental transfer of content. Well, now that's one person's review, but here is what someone else says. Take it for what it is. A platform of advertisement and visual idea to share. I built up portfolios of ideas for future projects, in-house, gardening and painting, photography, and so on. The only thing to avoid is video ads for products that you wish to buy. Generally, you can order from within the Pinterest window that you have opened. So you see that? That's one thing for you to consider when you're looking at Pinterest and how you can utilize Pinterest to really grow your business and promote it. It's just understanding how to use it right, because if someone doesn't use it right, or they've come in connection with things that have blocked them, then of course they're going to have a bad, or leave a bad reflection. So furthermore, all activities through the Pinterest windows is not traceable, and you cannot see the activities through the Pinterest windows is not traceable, and you cannot see it in your history either. So if you feel that you have been scammed, there is no way to return to the exact same Pinterest window to view your purchase history. So remember, what if you do purchase something? You have to be purchasing it at your own risk. But that's almost anything that you do on any website today. And so always remember that no matter what you're working with or how you're thinking about something, you are looking for ways to expand, and pictures can be a great way to show someone what you do. And always, always think about how you can utilize it. Because remember, where do you find pictures that you think that you utilize? Like, for one thing, I am always looking for affirmations. I'm always looking for little things that I can use that promote what I do in my business. And pictures that I can utilize on and incorporate into my websites. So Pinterest can be a great way to look at it as an avenue to grow and expand. But just remember, it's a tool just like anything else. You can do pay-per-click on Google and bring traffic. Or you can spend your time putting together infographics and looking for pictures and looking for things that you can upload and build your business with. And remember, you can go to my website, and that website is the number one, personalcareercoach.com, and sign up for both individual and group coaching, and we can help you with building your business online.